Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. Today, we have a special guest. A near and dear friend of mine, Afion Crockett. You can't see the shirt. I'm not sure if you can see it, but yeah, we represent and I support my friends. Yeah. We also got JD. We got Lois in the house.
So, Afion, it's a pleasure to have you, dog. Your first guest. We always toast to kick it off.
All right.
I know you got water, but it's all good.
It's all good. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's all valid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't believe in luck.
Yeah, I was actually gonna.
Right. That's it's actually bad luck if you toast with water. Hey, fuck luck.
That was me. That's me.
That was
you one of those guys
last week.
That's me. I actually wanted to start with that actually because it brought me to a good point. Why don't you drink? Where did that start? I've never seen you actually take a sip of alcohol.
Yeah, and you never will. I grew up with it in my family, you know, on traumatic levels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think if I didn't see it to the degree that I saw it,
yeah,
I probably would do it socially, you know what I mean? But it's a sore spot for me that still exists to this day. So I never wanted to be out of control of my own faculties and my mindset and you know what I'm saying? So
that's respect.
Long story short, I'm surrounded by it in a way that's not very, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
It's not a joyful situation for me.
No, that's respect. Right. I mean, I feel like you don't drink either, right?
No, not really.
No.
Same reasons. I mean, not so much as far as family history, but just because I like to be in control.
And yeah.
Like one shot, you can already feel the cloud coming over you. So, I'd rather smoke.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. He doesn't smoke either.
I mean, hey, more power to
you. He's better than you right now.
I'm better than both of you still, though. So,
whoa.
Actually, he barely even drinks, too.
I only drink on the show.
Every time he's on the show,
and he does drink.
He's drinking.
I'm surprised no one called me out because this will basically stay as is.
Yeah.
I babysit the shit out of this drink. So I sip this for the toast.
Yeah.
And I'll probably have maybe 10 old fashions for the entire year.
Yeah.
I never smoke.
Yeah.
Unless I'm getting paid. So shout
out
to
yeah.
That.
And
hilarious.
All right. Well, I'm the only alcoholic here. So yeah. Okay. So, fine.
Yeah, it's cool. You out there on your own.
All right. So then let me ask you this. If a woman was drinking, would that make her less attractive to you?
For me, it's, I mean, again, because of my association with it, my brain goes to, oh, well, you can't think for yourself, or you can't, you know, you go with what the crowd is doing, or you need a crutch to have a good time.
Yeah.
Even though none of that may be true.
It's
just the way that my brain calculates it. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I have a right to be attracted to what I'm attracted to.
Right? Yeah.
And so a woman that has chosen to not do it, that's what I look for. Like, I know at this point that's what I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is somebody that's on my wavelength with that. And again, not to judge or make any other woman feel alienated.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just to be in my life, that's what I would need.
Yeah.
How often do you meet women that don't drink?
I meet more than you would imagine. Yeah. Like because
I would imagine it's few and far between.
But it's definitely tough to find women that are like, you know, check all the boxes I'm attracted to her, we vibe, she don't drink. Like that shit is a needle in the haystack sometimes.
Right. But see, I actually found like my last, three, maybe four relationships, they didn't drink
or smoke. None.
No.
Does your wife drink right now?
No.
She doesn't drink.
She has a glass of wine a year. Like she's only doing that because you keep asking her.
Yeah.
Not you.
Jared, are you the peer pressure?
And you peer pressure people.
This is the problem.
You the peer pressure nigga. I didn't know this about you.
It's you. You were the problem.
Wait, I didn't
know this about Jared.
She said no.
Me neither. We're all learning things today.
Damn. I've never asked your wife for a glass of wine. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm going to put it on the table.
For sure.
But no, I got to go on record as to say, too, this is the most light-skinned podcast I've ever done.
Let's talk about it. That's the elephant in the room.
I actually saw a comment in there that was like, oh, all these guys are light-skinned, and they're probably colorist. And then I was just like, it sounds like you're the colorist.
Exactly.
I want to transition here because you are, you know, very successful, I would say.
Lowercase very.
Yeah. We don't need anybody digging in the pockets right now.
Yeah, we don't need no. Yeah.
No, but I do look at you as somebody who has reached a level that most people do not get to. And
here's what I'll say to that though.
Yeah,
and I appreciate the compliment or the comment, whatever that is. I am a strategic planner.
Mm.
And the work that I do goes into that plan. Yeah. I feel like if you're still doing the same shit you were doing 5 years ago, you
switch it up.
You're not serious about your life. You know what I mean? And that's always like the template I go. So I don't, not to take away from what you're saying, like I just like to be very level-headed about how I see myself.
Yeah, yeah. I embrace
that I'm successful at what I plan to do, yeah. But am I like a private jetter or a ball? You know what I mean?
Yes,
like
I don't
define my shit by that.
Yes,
but,
yeah.
But I definitely have made a plan to be successful,
yeah.
And I'm on that track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and does that affect your dating life?
Because
this idea that, like, you know, the more successful you get, the more things that become gray or cloudy in the dating world.
Are we playing footsies, my nigga?
That's all you, dog.
Your toes is out, nigga. Hold on, your toes is out, nigga. I felt a toe on my socks. What the fuck? That's all
you. But what else?
This is affecting my dating right here.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I just feel like, you know, I used to, before I had found Shan and got married,
I introduced you guys?
Yes, yes. We'll get into that. Yes, yeah. That is true.
I didn't know that was the
case. This is very true.
Did you know that?
Can I tell the story?
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into it.
I met Shan. She was hanging out with this girl that I was interested in. Mm-hmm. And I'm texting the girl one night. I'm supporting Jared at one of his jobs. We won't say the name of the place. But he was doing this event. And girl was like, they was already out and about. She said, yeah, I'm with my girls, whatever. I said, yo, pull up. We had the spot. Mm. And she pulled up, and me and old girl, we had a great time. You know, we in the corner getting our thing on or whatever. And we never ended up dating, but to this day, she's one of the dopest people that I met, right?
Yeah.
And but Shan was there that night. Mm. And but he was in a situation already. He was with
Sounds like the film.
Entanglement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It sounds
yeah.
Enjoy the film. No,
it's not based on any real life. We should put it out there. But yeah, so I had invited Afion before, you know, I used to promote. I used to do a little promoting. And I was working at this club. I invited Afion. He brought Shan and...
I brought gifts.
You brought gifts. But I was, you know, I was dibbling and dabbing that night. I had a lot of stuff on my plate. So
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember meeting Shan that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And to her credit, she was quiet about it.
Yes.
Like, she was very, okay.
Yes.
You know, in the cut. She stayed, like,
yeah.
with the crew that she came with.
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
yeah. But she was in the cut.
Yeah.
And then he told me.
Oh, yeah. Because I was with you the night that I first hung out with Shan. And we were, remember.
When you first heard from her, we was coming from an event.
Yes.
That you went with me to.
Yeah.
And then you was like, yo, guess who hit me up? Like,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
I was like, yo, Shan just.
I was like, what?
Yeah. I was like, Shan just DM'd me, man. And I was just like, he's like, what, are you going to go over there? I was like, yeah. I'm going to go check it out. We're going to see what's up.
Just see what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was a good time. And look at us now.
Yeah, it is. Look at us now.
Here we go.
Look at us now. I mean, you know, and so that story actually frames up this next part because I always felt that if I were to make it, right, with quotations, but if I were to actually, you know, get what I was going after, I always knew that it was going to be very difficult for me to date.
I mean, for me, it's been more difficult. Because you don't know what someone's coming into your life for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And even though I'm not even saying that it's sinister.
Yeah.
But at some point, if someone wants something, that shit comes out of your pores. You can't hide that shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's always a comment or some commentary on. I mean, you never introduced me to no management. You know, I'm looking for that. Yeah. And why don't you ever do this and this? Mm-hmm. And it's like, nigga. Like, really?
That's
like,
how you feel?
I'm just trying to go get some ice cream with you. Like, yeah. I'm trying to build with you.
Right, trying to connect.
Heart to heart. Yeah. Like, I don't want it to be about anything that I'm doing. And
again,
you know, a lot of women don't admit to that thing because they don't want to be seen as I'm an opportunist. But it's like, look, at some point, we're all opportunists to a degree. Like,
sure.
we all go for our goals, and we meet, we try to link and make the connections. But I feel like when it comes to love, man, you gotta really,
that should be first.
You gotta flush that shit out and get that out of the picture and really want to connect with somebody because of who they are.
So let me ask you then, have you ever had a situation where you got pump faked, right? So you had a girl that you were feeling, you got ice cream with her, it's all good. The conversation hasn't happened yet. Why don't you put me on? Can I meet? It hasn't happened yet. And then some months go by, some time goes by.
Oh, every time.
Damn.
That's how it always happens, though. That's what I'm saying. Like it comes out in the wash.
Yeah.
And again, I ain't trying to be like, you know, sinister. But what I'm saying is, it's one of those things. It's like, I wish you hadn't said that shit.
Yeah.
Because we not even at a good place. Right. So why, you know what I mean? Why are you, why do you think it's okay to ask me for that favor?
Right.
So
do you ever date women that aren't in entertainment?
Yeah, but they're just hard to find because I'm not around them that often. Right. You know what I mean?
And we're in LA. Like, who's not in the back of their head?
Somebody's connected.
Part of, you know.
And then the other pump fake.
A dentist or something like that.
But I was going to say that's the other pump fake to JD's point. Like, they're full on in the dentistry when you meet them, right? Like, full on. And you dating for like 4 months.
Hey, check out this mixtape.
You numbed out.
And then you sitting around a crib. You think we about to order pizza and have a nice, you know, rom-com night or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I always wanted to act.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
Oh, okay.
I sing a little bit, you know.
Okay.
Bruh.
Do you have a past relationship that you look back on and think, all right, that was a pretty successful one. I wonder if in a different time frame, would we have worked out?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that still fuck you up today in relationships now?
What do you mean?
Like, I know when I had one ex that just broke my heart, right. Broke it down. And every girl that I dated after that, there was like some remnants of wanting the relationship to be the same as my past one or wanting that girl to fill that void or like some type of past drama
she
that
was,
just,
she was the standard.
Yeah, like something in my past that she had set, you know, that I would bring into this new relationship.
Right.
Do you have one like that?
Yeah, for me it's actually the reverse. It's not that, you know, I had one that was like the template and then I'm matching all of the other ones to that.
Yeah.
The ones for me is like I've had a few traumatic ones and toxic ones. And so it's hard for me to go into a new situation and not expect the same thing. Like you see one little thing that looks like the toxic behavior.
It's a trigger.
Then you start, it's a heavy trigger.
Yeah.
And you start to overreact in certain situations. Right. So I've definitely done that. And I'm not even, you know, painting the picture like I've been all good in these relationships. Yeah. Like I have my own triggers, my own traumas, my own toxicities that I bring to the table. But my therapist was like, yo, my therapist is so G. I said to her, I said, look, I want to get rid of all my insecurities and my jealousies and all of that. And she looks at me, she says, you have to be with the right person.
Mm. That's
we
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like she, as much as I want her to heal me and she says, look, you have to address the fact that you're here says that you're willing to look at yourself and put your shit on the table and say, this is what's wrong with me.
Right. Yeah.
That's a big step.
Yeah.
But if you keep choosing women that carry those traumas and triggers that you're familiar with, it's more about familiarity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You keep choosing what's familiar because you've been there before.
It's comfortable.
It's very comfortable. To your flesh.
Yeah. Well, it's what you've been conditioned to. Right?
Exactly.
And familiarity goes a long way because in a world where everything's unpredictable, any type of safety net, you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Even if it's toxic.
You subconsciously grab onto it, right?
Yeah.
But it's funny because we had that same thing because my wife brought the best out of me. And I know Jared can agree to that. But my therapist was telling me I had a similar thing that women used to always tell me, which is, I feel like I'm not good enough for you. And I was like, you are. I, you know, what are you talking about? So basically it summed up to, I would ask them to do something and they would do it, but it wouldn't last. It wasn't sustainable. And then I'd come back and be like, do this again or do it different, whatever. And so my wife said the same thing. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, it's gotta be me. Like I'm the common denominator.
Right.
Yeah. All these girls don't know each other from anything. I'm the one. So I go to my therapist. I'm like, this is what's happening. And he said, okay, do you feel like you're complete? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He goes, what is it going to be to make you happy? Like, do you have a little list of what makes JD happy? And I was like, I think so. And he was like, you should write that list out because I don't really think you do. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I write it out and I get back to him. He goes, all the things you wrote down have nothing to do with your wife. Until you complete you, no one can. You want to find someone to complement what you've already completed as opposed to try to find someone who can fill a void for you. You can't fill voids with people.
No.
Yeah.
And damn sure not women.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe some family stuff you might be able to tap on with mom and pops.
Yeah.
But a woman coming into your life, bless her heart, there's nothing she can do to complete you, right? Yeah. So that was something I was like, phew.
Yeah.
Man, that's wild. I found that out, I was like, I got the fucking life hack.
Yeah.
In fact, I ran upstairs to my wife like, my bad, I was tripping. Like,
oh, wow.
It's not you. It's me, for sure.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, just so you know, keep doing your thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on me.
I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
What made you go to therapy? I think, first of all, it's actually really awesome that you're normalizing that. I feel like it's been a new trend.
100%.
And, you know, we're taught, especially as black men, like, you know, hold it in, figure out, you know, white knuckle it, you know, get through it. And I've been actually wanting to go to therapy for a long time. Mm. I've never went, but I always known that I need it, you know, especially from my past and everything that I've been through. Yeah. And so what made that decision? Now, how long have you been going to therapy?
2.5 years now. Mm. But for the exact same reason JD said, I was on my last breakup. And this is before we like finally called it off. We were going through a big, huge argument. She's packing her shit like it's a whole situation. And in that moment, I was like, I've been here before. Mm. She doesn't know the exes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is very familiar. It has to be me.
Yeah.
And even if it's not all me, I need to figure out what huge chunk I'm bringing to this this energy.
For sure.
Because I've been here before. Right, and I don't want to fucking be here anymore.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what drove me. I was literally on the phone mid argument, like she's packing shit, and at that point I was like, I can't change her mind.
Yeah,
I can't do anything with this, but I need to call and figure out. Yeah. I need to set an appointment.
Yeah,
just to get to the bottom of it, because I don't want to ever have another relationship like that.
But that's self awareness, man. Like we've been talking about the last couple episodes. Like there's so many men just do this all the time because ego, right? They keep pointing everyone else but themselves. And until you can actually become self-aware of like, damn, like, here we go again.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this shit. Because at a certain point, like when you're younger, you're like, eh, whatever, she's tripping or she's crazy. It's always her, right? You get to a grown age.
You're like, I want to settle down. I want to figure this out.
What is it going to take? Mm-hmm. And maybe I have some part in this, right? You know what I'm saying?
100%.
For the first time. So, but you're right. Like, I think men, I've always said this, you know, men have a hard time asking for help. The hardest thing, I think, is not even so much learning what you need to do. It's unlearning what you've been doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then learn the new shit. Start with unlearning. Start with the eraser.
Start with the,
erase that shit off. I need a blank canvas. Okay, because this didn't work. So let me just write the new stuff
out. And what I was doing that I needed to unlearn was I just kept, and he's been with me through at least 3 of these relationships.
Yeah.
I would just use one chick to
Fill
the void, and to try to erase the pain of what I was going through with the last one.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was not healing.
Mm.
I wasn't sitting alone enough healing and understanding why I needed to heal, admitting that I actually have feelings for this one.
Right.
And in my mind is like, nah, just move on. Move on.
That's the ego.
That's ego. It's all ego. It's very erroneous, and it's detrimental to your future if you can't unlearn that.
But that's what I've been saying this whole time is like, I heard this quote recently and I was like, damn, that shit was for me. And it said, you repeat what you don't repair.
Mm-hmm.
You keep repeating the same thing because you feel like I'm good. It's not me, right?
Yeah.
Like you feel like you don't need to unlearn and then learn something new.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably tough too because every area of your life is like you get rewarded for your like bulldozer, you know, I'm gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it done. You know what I mean?
The tenacity or ambition.
Like the what do they call it?
It's that
grit.
Go-getter mentality. Yeah. It's, you know.
And when you try to translate that into relationships, it gets weird.
It's
you
bizarro
know?
World. It's a different world.
Yeah, it gets weird.
It's direction is more important than speed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone of your caliber who is at the level that you're at in success, right? Not that I can compare at all, but I'll use my personal experience. It's been hard for me to date someone outside of the realm that I'm in because they don't understand it. So I model, right? So if I go on a set and I got to kiss this girl, it's part of the shoot. And whoever I'm with, the woman I'm with is not really accepting, but just more so that they don't get it. You know what I'm saying? They may be open to accept it, but they just don't get it, right?
Yeah.
So my question to you is like, would you rather have someone who is somewhat familiar with the entertainment industry, who can just understand and accept? Or would you rather have some girl next door, some plain Jane from Iowa, who's just dope and bad, and that's your homie, and she's fly? You know what I'm saying? Like
what's, if I had my choice, it'd be the second. It'd be the latter.
Okay.
You know, and it's two reasons. You know, there's ego. There's, and I've dated, you know, models and actresses, and yeah. You know, you gotta contend with that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But for me, and this is how I do it, right? Whenever people say, there's no connection with an actress on set, and you know, I had to do this kissing scene, this make love scene,
yep.
But there's no connection. That's bullshit. Mm. In some cases.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
I mean, look at the biggest example of that is Brad and Angelina.
I was gonna say that.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make it look real if you don't actually
there's something,
let
something
go
there.
A little
there's
bit.
Something exchanged.
Yeah.
So how I combat that is if I'm with somebody and I'm expecting them to understand my lifestyle.
Yeah.
I do whatever I can at this stage in my career to say, I don't want to do the love scene. Or I don't want to, I'd rather play it in a different way where we can imply the love, but I don't want to. If I'm in a relationship, I don't want to be on screen straight fucking some other woman.
Out of respect for your woman.
Out of respect for my relationship. Because right. I understand that that's
tough to watch.
Just because these cameras are on and y'all are paying me to be here doesn't mean that y'all not subjecting me to some shit that my spirit is now open to.
Yeah.
Right? So I would rather not have to contend with that on the other side either. I'm going to do my part and control mine.
Yeah.
And what I can in these contracts and these projects. Mm-hmm. But I would rather not have to deal with a woman that has to do it too.
Yeah.
I also don't like to talk about the same shit at home. Like my work, I don't even like talking about it.
I'm the same way. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about the same work twice.
Right. That's interesting.
I don't mind hearing about your dentistry, the root canal you had to do. Like, tell me about that shit.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hear, you know who I saw at this audition today? Yeah. Your boy, so-and-so. Like,
yeah.
I already know he ain't shit, so what are you talking to this nigga for?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to fuck you.
Yeah,
and then
he
finds out that you my girl, and then what?
And then it's awkward.
Right.
And then it's weird. And then all the things. It's so interesting you said that, because I think the thing that Shannon and I actually connected on was us talking about the career so much. But here's the difference, though. Me and Shan work together as well.
Y'all are built different.
Yeah.
Let me just say that. Y'all, listen.
Yeah.
I saw your last relationship.
Yeah, yes.
And I understood the push-pull and all of that. Mm-hmm. You and Shan were just built for each other.
Yeah.
And not to say that didn't come with some friction in the beginning.
No, yeah.
And y'all had to, you know, adjust some things, but there's just plainly y'all are built for each other.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's a good point.
And
because you've seen all my other relationships that I've been in, you know, we've been friends for, I don't know, probably like almost 10 years now or something like that.
Yeah, maybe longer.
And you see me go through toxic, shitty relationships. I think I mean, you've been there too. I think Shannon and I have probably the most healthiest one I've ever been in.
Yeah.
Now y'all motherfuckers, y'all are so healthy that y'all inspire other people. Like there's people that will post y'all video and don't know that I know you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, that's my family. They're like, I love them so much.
Yeah.
That was the same thing when I put pictures up from y'all wedding.
Yeah.
It was all like my little cousins like, oh my God, you know what that
I'm like,
you guys. I mean, I said y'all definitely inspire people for sure.
And I was gonna say too, like even people, because I'm new to you and Shan, but even people that I know that either had Shan on one of their shows know of you guys.
Yeah.
Even my editor for my shit was like, oh, I know Jared. Well, I know his wife because I worked with her, and they're great.
Yeah.
Like anyone that comes, you know, your name pops up for Shan, it's like nothing but love, which is hard to say. A and then B in LA.
Yeah, there's always someone you had to step on, you know?
and you never hear
you
no crazy...
You step really nicely, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you never hear any crazy stories. you never hear crazy stories about, like, you know, like let's say Shan was with some crazy-ass dude.
Yeah.
Or she was a hoe back
lucky.
In the day.
I got lucky.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
I got lucky because...
Especially in this town, man.
You know, I got lucky because when she came to L.A., I was, like, the first guy that she started dating. Okay. Like, for real. So I got lucky. I got lucky in that regard. But if we go to Toronto, I don't know what's gonna happen out there. I don't know.
You gonna learn? You can't control that. Right? Hey, that's in the past.
No, that's just true.
Because me and my boys, we go through it sometimes. We talk about how, do you want to know who your woman's past? involved.
No. All I want to know is if it's somebody close to my circle.
Yeah, that's all you need to know. Okay.
I always ask.
I don't want no shit.
Like if it's heavy, like industry dude or multiple
somebody
industry.
I'm going to run into and have to see and be in the same
you
room.
You
want
to know that.
Yeah, I need to know that. Outside of that, I don't care.
Okay. So one of my homies goes like, it's almost like an interview thing.
Yeah.
Where he goes, I want to know who you've been
former
with.
Employers.
I want to know if there's anyone from a basketball team, a team.
He hit the basketball
music.
Team?
Were you on tour?
I need to know.
With
I need
50
to know.
Back in the day?
Because I know them niggas.
Yeah.
No, real talk.
Yeah, like, that's facts.
I need to know if there's anybody in the industry or athletic.
Somebody
anything.
I'm going to be in the same room.
Somebody that has celebrity status type shit.
Yeah, that's facts.
Now, if it's behind the scenes NBA, coach, you know, assistant.
G League cat.
sports medicine nigga.
What the stretch them out.
You
know, that's all good.
So what happens if you, and this is for everybody, what happens if you find out 2 years in? But so now you're invested.
She lied to you.
Now you're
she
invested. Lied to you. And all of a sudden, and how about this? You didn't even find out from her. You're with so-and-so, your homie. And he's like, you know, I just heard some shit, man. Like, you know, Jessica actually used to mess with.
I can't,
like,
I can't
like,
do a liar.
Because I asked her. And it was, the answer was no.
I can't do a liar.
You would be upset?
Hell yeah.
You'd be hot, huh?
I mean.
What if you never asked, though?
No, but I'm saying, like, let's say your homie comes up to you. Yeah. And he's like, yo, Jack. Because he's in a tough position.
And if it's something that you had already asked her, right?
Right, yeah.
As opposed to you never asked,
right?
So that's new information anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. But if I specifically asked, did you fuck LeBron?
And she was like,
she said no.
And then LeBron is like.
In 2 years, now I'm invested.
Yeah.
That's a liar.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Is that a deal breaker?
No, that's a problem. Yeah, because
100%.
For me, it is.
Yeah, that's a problem.
100%. There's no coming back.
Because what
back.
Else is she lying about?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's a problem. I would have a problem with that. If she told you she had sex with LeBron, would you still date her from the jump?
Nah.
You wouldn't?
Nah.
It's over from there?
It's over from there.
For real?
Why?
Yeah. What? Because.
Let's you don't know LeBron.
I don't know, but
I do.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
He doesn't.
I don't. But
you're
I watch
not
him.
Meet him.
I watch him every night. You know, it's not the.
It'll mess
same.
You up.
It's not the same.
It'll mess you up.
It's not
yeah,
the same.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
I'm trying to watch the game.
Yeah. Arguably the best athlete
I can't
in the world.
That.
She's on the couch by you.
I never
and LeBron
like
is like, he's triple double and. Nah.
Yeah. That's,
and the worst
that's
part
tough.
Is on some guy puts his nuts on the dude's head. Yeah. And you guys sitting there like, damn, my girl.
He makes eye contact.
Right and, there. And, like, and the worst part is
they know each other basically.
And the worst
really
part
well.
is like you're sitting with her, and she acts like she ain't watching the game. She acts like she ain't watching LeBron. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you see this dude?
So yeah, she's gonna be
dropping
Beyonce
triple
at the game.
Yeah.
That's why
yeah,
I go back on, to man. What you the second the girl
Iowa dentist.
Iowa
the dentist from Iowa
the dentist.
Where are they at?
A fine black chick from Iowa.
Right.
No, do they exist?
Said no one ever. Yeah.
I mean, Iowa. We gonna find out after this. They
yeah.
gonna pop up.
Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna say, do they exist? I don't know if they're in Iowa. I probably would if she came to me and was like, yo, I just wanna let you know. If she came to me and was like, yo, I just wanna let you know. I had sex with LeBron, but I do like you a lot.
But you're not a sports guy, bro.
So
it's different for you.
All right, give me someone that I would have a problem
a
with.
A music guy.
Name somebody. Drake?
Yeah, what if she told you she had sex with Drake?
I probably would just, I'll be like, all right, cool. And then when I see Drake, I'll be like, yo, we Eskimo brothers, bro.
Oh, man.
Put me on a song.
No. See, that's light skin. That's
why is that light skin?
No, that's Jared. No.
Why is that light skin?
Jared. That's not light skin, because I'm light skin. That's
I mean,
Jared.
I'm light skin too, but I'm like, that's
what? Jared, yo.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's
you
the deal.
You built differently, bro.
Here's the thing. Okay. I wouldn't be upset because it was prior me, right? It was prior me. I didn't experience.
So every
it.
Time Drake has a song out, which is every day.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't feel no kind of way.
I would feel away. I would feel away.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie. I would feel away, but I'd be like, all right, you know what? Bump it. Let's just let it go. If there is any women out there who are listening, who are like, yo.
That want to go on a date with
I'm
Afion.
Trying to get at Afion.
Lie, Jesus.
What qualities?
Y'all about to.
Y'all.
Wait, are
they about to.
We don't have to go down the path. We
you
don't
already
have
started.
I know, but I mean, it's editable. It's editable.
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 It's editable.
It's editable.
Is it editable?
All right, I'll ask the question. And it's really actually going to be only for Lowe's to answer then if Avion doesn't answer it. If there's some, I've
on
seen,
behalf of Atheon, like,
I have seen some ladies in the comments who are like, I am fancying Los.
They love Los.
So,
love I mean, Los. It's the man bun.
It's the bun. Actually, there's been a lot of bun comments.
There is a lot of bun comments.
Weird, but yeah.
So, if there's any qualities out there, what are the top qualities that you look for in a girl?
Come on, don't do this with me.
Right?
Go back to Atheon. top
not
qualities.
To you.
Yeah. Are we going exterior?
Or we're just if you had to architect.
I mean,
you know?
Look, on Instagram, I'll just be honest with you. Like, on Instagram, the qualities are all superficial. It's all physical attraction.
Yeah.
I like a big ass.
Mm. That's where it ends. Right there.
And that's it.
No,
just have a big ass. All right. We are good.
It's over.
You know, pretty face, cute ass.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know. It's hard on Instagram. Like, you don't know anything about them. They could be a serial killer. Just cute.
But you just get to make it up right now.
I get to make what up?
Whatever qualities these girls that you would want.
But besides that, you know that's how I met my wife.
On Instagram?
What? On Instagram.
So physical, was you were attracted to her and then...
No.
No?
No.
So I mean, yes is the answer. But like,
how? Yeah. How were you not,
no, yes.
Say, yeah,
but I thought you meant like, is that the only reason why you
No,
continue?
But I'm saying that's what got
that's
you...
That's the catalyst.
Yeah,
that's
for sure. Catalyst. But that's out here in the streets too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Right.
It is. I mean, at the end of the day...
Yeah, Instagram is a place to meet people.
Yeah.
I'm not... We're not shy on that,
right,
fact.
Yeah. No, I also find that, like, man, to quote Shan, I'm into Fashion Nova models.
Yes.
Like, if we're just going to, like, break it down to its simplest form, that's basically it right there.
Do you want to have kids? You want to be married? I never asked you this question.
Kids, yeah, I could do kids. Married,
he said,
yeah.
I can do kids. What nigga says, I can do kids?
I can do it.
Nigga, that shit ain't a drive up the coast.
Exactly. Right.
I could do that. What?
It's all right. Yeah, I can do it. Know? That's cool.
See how it works out.
It's a long commitment, brother.
I mean, I'm not against it. It's not something that I hear it, I'm like, nah, I don't want that.
What about marriage?
Not against it. It's not something that when I hear I'm if like, it happens, nah, I don't want that.
It's okay.
Yo, Los's answers are so like non-committal.
Yeah,
I mean that's me.
Yeah,
I'm not like when it comes to like that type of. It's not something that that's in the forefront of my mind. It's not something that's pressing to me at all. And I mean, like I have faith in my sperm, so I feel like you know if it gets to a point where I'm old, it'll still work.
Okay,
You got some Dr. Sebi in you.
Right, I feel like you know, pretty well held together. So far, so
yeah,
things are all working out pretty well.
Doing okay. Yeah. What do you look for, Avion?
I look for peace.
Mm.
I mean, it's definitely
he kills your answer already, bro. He already killed
your. I look for Fashion Nova models. This guy's like, I look for peace.
That's
I don't actually
is.
Look for Fashion Nova models.
Big ass, you know.
So hands down, that's gonna be a thing, right?
Yeah.
I gotta be attracted to you, but peace, loyalty. And kindness, man. Like, I want a sweet girl.
Yeah.
I see too many of these young women now on Instagram posting these memes like, if you can't handle a strong woman, don't look my way. Mm-hmm. And it's like, these motherfuckers have been taught to go to war with men.
Mm-hmm.
If a man, first of all, you don't have to be strong and be at war with the man. Like, you can be strong and have his back.
Be with him.
Yeah. Be with.
On the front line.
And the nigga that you know, couldn't handle your strength that you're subliminally taking a shot at,
right.
Or the niggas that have done that, like, they weren't for you.
Yes.
So it's just, I don't want, that's why I say peace first, because I don't want no woman that uses that as a badge of honor to be like, I'm a strong woman, and I'm I'm a boss, and I'm a this and that.
Yeah.
And
you're gonna be alone.
Yeah.
Forever.
I'm not interested.
Right. Yeah. But see, that sounds like someone who's been there, done that. Like, for your answer just to be peace from jump, that tells me a lot about you.
A lot of chaos.
Lets me further know what your history has been. You know what I'm saying? Because you're just like, hey, look, I just peace, man. I want just a good girl, man. Yeah.
Again, you know? This nigga has seen it.
Yes.
I feel you, though, because I was like that, too, man. I was like, look, I want someone that I can have a conversation with, I can be able to communicate with, I can be myself around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she's got my back on the front line. I want someone who, you know, who can be my support system, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the physical attraction, that's
that's a given.
Obvious. But then thereafter, there's way
and
more, there's
say
more
with
depth.
That in mind, intelligence is a big one for me.
Mm.
That's what keeps them around. Like, I mean, I'll be attracted to them, and then if I can't, like you say, if I can't have a conversation with you, if you can't challenge me mentally, like, and you stimulate some type of thought to me that I may not come up with on my own, like, you know, inspire me in some way, it won't last. Like, physically it'll be fun, but as far as like actually like having a connection that'll work, it
you got to have depth. But also to your point too, Los, like, how sexy is it when you can learn from a woman?
Oh, yeah. That's dope as fuck.
Like, teach me.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Well, I mean, shit, like, that's sexy as hell.
Yeah. It depends, though.
Yep.
Okay.
If it's not in a way that where she's talking down
to
you.
No, if it's not in a demeaning way.
If it's an exchange.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's, I mean, that's not really beautiful. Learning, though. She's, you know, badgering you. I wouldn't look at that as, you know, you learning from
her. No, no. I don't mean it in a badgering way. I just mean some women just kind of think they know it all.
Okay. It's, you know, all mean? It's all in the delivery.
Yeah. Right? Exactly.
Like, the message is there, but the delivery is like, and you ain't shit, and that's why, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, you gonna learn today, type, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
But like, my wife put me at, she had like these Jedi Bruce Lee like mind games with me sometimes.
Yeah.
And to the point where she would like let me talk my shit out, and I would learn, because she knew that's the only way it's really gonna hit.
That's very supportive.
And I'm like, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very supportive.
Why didn't you? No, you.
You'll figure it out.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, which is why she's wifey. But again, you can learn from someone like, in a positive way, and you know, knowing that she's got your back to support is
she's helping you talk through your shit, and that's dope,
and it says a lot about that person,
and that says a lot about you trusting that person,
right?
Because now you know I can come to you, I can come to my woman and confide in you. You're not going to use it against me.
Right.
Oh, I'm coming to you because I trust you with this information. Yeah. And you know what I mean? I want to be able to get your input. You're the first person that I want to talk to about this.
Right. Good or bad.
That's
That's everything.
That's everything.
But that's, I have this whole thing. It's like, if anyone were to say, you know, JD, what's your advice to be married or find someone like your wife? I say, look, marry your best friend. Like, that's my quick advice. Like, marry your best friend. I can give you more, but just, if you remember anything, the cover of the book says, marry your best friend.
But let me ask you this.
You can become the best friend.
That's what I was about to ask.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it somebody that, because here's the thing. I know some really great women. Mm-hmm. Let me say that, because I don't want to sound like I've met a bunch of shitty women, because that's not the case.
Right,
it's just that every great woman is not for you.
Yeah.
And timing is everything.
And timing is everything. And so, as a man, you have to be mature enough to say, I don't want to open this woman's emotions if it's not really for me. Because again, I got some friends that I've known for a minute, and I've done that before. I've dated someone who I was friends with for 10 years and it didn't work.
Right.
So are you saying best friend, like, be kind of like him and Shan, like, they became best friends because that's what their energy coincided in. So what are you saying?
So when I say marry your best friend, I don't mean like marry your homegirl you've been homegirls with for 10 years. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it will develop in time. But for me, I was, because, you know, the attraction is going to fade after X amount of years, right? We're all getting older. This guy with the fucking stats.
It's a fact.
4 years?
Yeah.
It's a wrap?
Love has a four-year shelf life.
Just physical attraction.
Physical attraction.
God damn.
Now, you can reinvent it.
Sure.
Because people evolve. They change.
Right.
They change into different things, and you can stimulate that again, and you can prolong it. But at the end of the day, the actual attraction, that butterfly effect, that feeling that you get with the girl, only lasts for 4 years. You want to know why it only lasts for 4 years?
Yeah.
Because you're going to have a kid, and when that kid hits a four, if we're in the wild, they leave. They go out and they go make more to populate the earth. Mm-hmm. So it's only 4 years, the chemical bond. After that, it's up to you guys to continue the work.
To keep it going.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
But most people don't know. That's the thing. I hate how people look at love like it's magic.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's all the time.
Yeah.
Like people are like, you know, everyone's got fucking rainy days. Like it is what it is, bro. It's not if, it's when.
Yep.
Like, stop thinking everything is a highlight reel on Instagram. Yeah. It's not in real life, but to your point.
Yeah, it's not magic. We have to, you're doing the work, you're going to therapy. Mm-hmm. There's things that you are responsible for.
Right.
Because people think you just are hit with love.
Yeah.
You know, we create love, you know?
Yeah.
And that's like, you know, I think my biggest gripe with the way that love has been sold to people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've been sold to them that it's just magical and
it's propaganda.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a lot of movies are sold on. That's what a lot of products are sold on. Yeah. TV shows, music.
Yeah.
Like it's fairy tale up and it's not right.
Yeah.
But see, someone like, so Afion, you're single, Los, you know, you're single, but
Afion's kindest.
Oh, my bad.
No,
my bad.
I'm just kidding. I am just kidding.
I was like, I should not assume. But
no,
anyway.
But I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
Nigga. Oh, soundbite ass nigga. Right.
But no, so someone like you, because I can relate to this, because this was me and my wife. I was very open with her when we were dating, and I was like, you know, I'm in therapy, I'm working on some stuff. I said, I'm under construction. That's mm-hmm. what I used to tell mm-hmm. her.
Yeah.
And the way she looked at me was different in the sense of like, oh, you're willing to work on your shit.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You deck? Okay, perfect. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of cats, it's not even about so much therapy. You don't have to be in therapy to like be a good guy and to work on your shit. You could have a homeboy. You can, you know what I'm saying? As long as you talk it out and as long as you learn, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're not just stuck on stupid and just try to keep that same you into a new relationship thinking you're going to get new results.
Because women also want to learn from us.
Yep. Right.
So a guy that's self-aware, that's doing the work,
right?
You're going to come up on some realizations that's very sexy to her. Yeah. She's like, God damn, this nigga got a mind. He can think his way through some shit. Right. I can trust him with my life. Women are always looking for safety.
And my emotions, I can trust him with my emotions.
Every way.
Yeah.
Emotions, physical.
Right. Yeah.
Can I trust you with this child that I'm going to bear for us?
Yep.
Right.
Women want to, financially, women look for that. So, you know, as men, we have to be really, really adamant about, oh, I know what I bring to the table.
Yeah.
You know, I can provide that safety and that security and that, you know, be a provider for her, that protector for her. But yeah, they love a man who, especially now, because now we in a day and age where all these Instagram dudes got these love advice and, you know, and they got mad followers, but they all just trying to fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
Not all of them, but most of them are just trying to, you know, it's a put on.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But when you meet a motherfucker in the street, in wherever you are, you know what I mean? And then it's unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she may have a preconceived notion about you, and then you start dropping gems, and then she's dropping gems too. Mm-hmm. That's a great connection.
You know, that actually brings me to that next point is that, okay, you said the preconceived notions about who you are. How thrown off are women when they get to know you? I mean, I'm sure the people who, when they see this, they're like, oh, Afion's going to be on there? Mm-hmm. It's going to be all jokes. And then they come to find out that you're actually deep. You actually have some type of introspective
substance,
wisdom.
Depth,
and how thrown off are women when that happens? I'm sure it happens to all the time.
Very.
You know?
Because it comes across at first as, I thought you were going to entertain me the whole time. Yeah. I thought you was always going to be funny.
That's what I thought. I haven't heard a joke yet.
You disappointed?
I'm just joking.
He's like, I'm out. Fuck this shit.
That's that man bun talk.
Yeah.
Oh, sensitive ass nigga. But that thrown because I'm, you know, they don't, people in general don't understand that comedy for me is like 1% of the shit that I can do.
Yeah.
I'm so many different things and, I'm an introvert first. Yeah. I'm a homebody first.
Which you never would expect.
Yeah, I'm a deep thinker first.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I don't drink or smoke, so I don't, going out is not that fun for me.
Yeah.
Because that's all niggas are doing. They smoking cigars and blunts and bottles. It's like, fuck all that. That shit is corny to me.
Right.
But yeah, they're thrown. To answer your question, they're thrown and, you know,
does it hook if it's them a shallow in a little chick, bit more?
If it's the right one.
Yeah.
Right.
Shallow women are like, well, you, I thought you was going to make me laugh more. You so serious. You so this, you so that. Mm-hmm. But that's why I say a woman just has to be, we have to be on the same wavelength.
Right.
Yeah.
When you get to a certain age, and not even just on paper, but just mentally, you get to a certain point where you're like, what I want, this list of ideal woman is cool. Right. But what I don't want is what I'm focused on more so, right? Mm-hmm. So for you to date someone who is, you're like, I know exactly what I don't want and I can see it like that. Like it's nothing, it takes me no time to be like, nah.
But see, like you said, it took maturity to get to that point,
right,
to say no to it.
Yeah.
Because JD, let me tell you something, brother. I'm a fighter by nature. Mm. You know, Bruce Lee, that whole thing, right?
Right, right.
And to my relationship,
take your head off.
Not even like that. Not on the tough guy shit. What I'm saying is, I have always challenged, you know, that subconscious hard-headed challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. I will sit across from a woman and know that this ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
If we go forward,
right,
and something in me is like, nah, nigga, try it.
Square,
you can change her. You can change
in a round hole,
nigga, and it just doesn't work. So
yeah. One of my homeboys told me this a long time ago because I'm the same way. I'm like, no, this shit gonna work, especially if I put time in and money. Back then, when I put money in, I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna get my money. Bro. I'm gonna get my ROI today, right?
Yeah.
He told me this. He said, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And I was like, oh damn, you're right.
Look, you can. Slap a bear in the face.
Right. Yeah.
You can.
Yeah, it's possible.
Should you?
Nah.
No.
Fuck no.
No. I you know what's funny is like I had this thought the other day, and this could be like kind of naive.
Okay.
But I do think that I am an ideal lover.
How do we segue into that?
Because you said, because you're saying,
here we go.
I'm gonna explain.
I was waiting for this.
Because you said, oh, here we go. Here we go with that shit. Here we go with that shit. No, we had an episode about foreplay, and these two fools did not know what foreplay was, and they looked dumb on there. And these guys try to make me.
No,
these guys try to make me feel bad every day because I knew what foreplay was.
That's not the concept. Afion, let me ask you a question.
Okay, be careful. They gonna set
and
you up right now.
Oral's not foreplay.
Be careful.
Oral's not foreplay. Oral, God.
I can't be set up.
I'm asking you a question.
Here we go.
If Michael Jordan,
oh my God,
asked you to come over and hoop, are you gonna bring your own ball? Are you like, no, Mike's got a whole rack? Are you gonna show up being like, hey Mike, let me show you some stuff, man. I've been working on my game. Or are you just gonna sit back and be like, I'm in Mike's presence. I'm gonna learn from the God. I'm gonna learn from the GOAT today.
Yeah, if it's MJ, I'm not gonna show up at anything. I'm just.
So to that point, we come on the episode.
Yeah,
I'm here to learn.
You.
No, you guys did not hear.
But what is the correlation? How does that correlate to foreplay?
The correlation is,
I was not at MJ's house. This is not the Michael Jordan. Like, don't do that.
This is the Michael Jordan.
No, you guys didn't do your.
Okay, hold on.
Don't
time out. I'm gonna show you why there's a flaw in your analogy.
Because I'm not agreeing to this analogy. I have no.
Exactly.
I'm not agreeing.
I'm gonna show you why there's a flaw in your analogy, JD.
Okay.
This is not,
the world, nor I, knows anything about this nigga's sexual life.
There it is.
We know MJ is the GOAT. We know the numbers.
No.
I've not seen a highlight reel of Jared eating pussy here's to this day, and I don't want to see it.
No, here's the thing.
He's not in the Pussy Eating Hall of Fame.
Here's the thing.
He says he is.
You have six rings.
Wait, time out.
According to him, though, he is.
Time out.
According to him.
Look, there's a lot of niggas that, according to them, are the baddest. Look, there's a lot of niggas that we've never seen play ball. They, according to them.
To be fair, we were on the episode and I was describing how I eat pussy.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't matter.
And well, the comments would disagree.
Exactly.
Again, what I'm saying, little bro, is
yeah, little bro is ass real quick. Thank you.
I don't fucking know that. Like,
yeah.
I've never seen video of you eating pussy.
Yes.
I don't know the track record.
Yeah.
Your numbers per capita are not what Jordan's numbers are to basketball.
Touche. I didn't compare myself to Michael Jordan.
That's my only point.
The point was that on the podcast, they were talking to me like I was full of shit.
No.
Because some of the things you said
they were sarcastic.
Yeah, some of the things you said
were sarcastic.
Like saying it takes 20 minutes to get aroused. That's ridiculous.
It's a fact.
To get who aroused?
To get
it's a fact.
Jared needs 4 hours.
Oh my God. It's a fact.
No, no.
What
okay.
is
the
not,
thing?
Wait,
so
because of that.
Nah, that's not
because
a, that's
it
not
doesn't
factual.
Take me 20 minutes to get aroused. Apparently,
that's,
I don't
that's,
know anything
that's
about
way
blood.
Off.
Here's the thing. Like,
that's way off. No. Like, there's a difference
here's the
between
thing.
Getting
exactly.
hard and getting aroused.
There's two different things.
And the
20
guy,
minutes to get aroused?
The oral guy will break it down.
He's just coming in with these wild facts.
If we want to really break it down, it's technically 15. So I was off on that. It's technically 15.
No, bro.
Nah.
No.
Nobody I'm going to exit the
conversation.
You're going
to do this again?
It's not
You're
going to
go down this path again?
It's not real.
It is 100% real.
Listen, bro. Listen.
It's not real.
I'm not knocking your experience.
Hit me up.
But what I'm saying is you cannot mathematically calculate
the science
connection. Science don't know feeling.
Yeah.
No, science is void of feeling.
Okay, yes.
Science is also void of spirit.
I agree with you there.
So science is also void of imagination. Science
is
all calculations and equations and formulas.
Yes.
It's stats. And from taking business statistics courses, you can make statistics say whatever the fuck you want.
Numbers That's true.
Can lie.
That's true.
Based on the sample group that you're
based off of what Apion just
experiment
said,
with.
You like to say to that point that it's not just about physical arousal,
yeah.
But science can't measure anything but the physical arousal. So
no,
they
can't. But they can take they can take polls. They can ask.
Okay,
well, again, that's statistics.
Again, that's you can't accurately rely
so
on.
So let
that.
Me ask you
the
this:
you can rely
you're telling
on
me you're telling me
not.
If you went on a date with a girl, you mm-hmm. guys have sexual chemistry the
right.
whole night.
Yeah.
Tell me that sex is not better at the end of the night.
Nobody said it isn't. What I'm telling you is some of your facts are bullshit.
They're not bullshit, though. They're literally,
they're
not
bullshit,
bullshit
in my life.
They're bullshit to a lot of people. And the 20 minutes,
no,
15
that's actually
minutes
wrong.
Was one of
they're
them.
Not bullshit to a lot of people.
But that's
there
fine.
Actually are more people who okay. agree with me than it
not,
takes 2 minutes. He takes 30 seconds for him
nah,
to get
he
hard.
He said seven.
Yeah, it could take 5-7 seconds
listen,
to get a hard
I'm,
on.
I'm one of those instant like if I'm rocking with you,
but you don't even you weren't counting all the time but the lead up to that.
No, she can walk in the room and you can get hard. It's not that difficult.
Listen to me, man.
What is going
I'm
on?
I'm telling
listen
you, bro.
To me.
I'm telling you
what,
guys. You
got.
I'm telling you. No, I'm telling you. It takes a lot more for a woman to get ready for sex
for
than
woman,
it does.
Yes, I'm talking about me. I'm talking about a man. We're talking about us. And I don't know what it
takes
for a
you,
woman.
Bro,
I don't
I'm
know what it takes
you.
For a woman.
You're going to live through
know.
It again. JD Smart. He's being quiet in this one. I'm telling
I'm
you. You're going to live through it again.
I'm at Mike's house.
That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're not at Mike's house.
This isn't my experience. With what his calculations have nothing to do with anything I've ever experienced.
All right. A lot of fine people.
Yes.
A lot of really, really great, terrific people. A lot of fine folks.
Yeah.
They all agree with me.
Yeah.
Some of the finest.
Yeah.
Some of the finest in the country.
Yep.
Some of the greatest.
Okay.
Some of the best minds.
You made that point. Go to the next one.
Some of the finest women in the country.
Okay.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I just know that.
Like, okay. So
some of the greatest.
Okay. You sound like
minds.
Trump right now. I got some of the finest women. I got the finest things. Tell me your facts, bro.
Speaking
Tell me your point that you were gonna make.
What I was saying is that you're arguing two different things from me.
I'm not, though.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
I'm not disagreeing.
To be fully aroused, that is a fact.
No.
To be fully aroused.
No.
If you want to have a quickie, that's fine. It's not going to be as good as
but
when
you,
cause you're
can
not
be fully aroused.
Why is it not
have
good?
A quickie?
Why is it not good, though?
It's still good.
But why is it not
good? Like
you
look,
just
like
told
I
me
said,
off camera.
Like I said
so not
off
what,
camera. It's like pizza, right? If
yeah.
I have a pizza, of course, I'd rather have an oven fresh made pizza. That's the sex that you want.
Yes.
Build up the arousal, the all that. And I agree with you. That's way better.
No, that's the fully aroused sex.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not. Let me finish.
Fully
Let
aroused
finish. The
sex.
Pizza is sex, period, right?
Yes.
Fully aroused sex is the buildup, the time it takes to get there and all that shit.
When it's
right?
fully aroused.
So in the oven, that's fine. That's
yeah.
your pizza right there.
Okay.
My pizza that I'm talking about, when
it's
it
off
only
the
takes
microwave.
15, 20 seconds,
yeah.
it's already been made. I throw it back in the microwave, reheat
yeah.
that shit, good to go.
Yeah.
I'd rather have some pizza sometimes than no pizza. Some pizza is better than no pizza.
I'm not saying don't have the pizza.
So
I'm
the quick
saying
arousal,
the fully aroused.
That's not fully
guys,
aroused.
Guys,
either way,
guys,
it's
100%.
Cooked.
Guys, can I interrupt?
Yes.
As the guest.
Jump in here.
Please interrupt.
Who's the oldest at the table?
Yes. Give this young man
and,
some wisdom.
And the wisest.
Yes.
What do y'all think?
Impart some wisdom, please.
Let me just break it down to you.
Yeah.
Sex is an individual sport. There's no science that can blanket and generalize what it takes for each person to get to a certain point of
But you can get averages.
Just hear me out.
Okay.
Just hear me out. I understand you. This is your podcast.
And no.
This is his lane.
I've done the research.
Ask him where you research.
Where?
Everywhere. Everywhere. Don't worry. Don't worry.
So just listen to this. And I'll use my ex as an example.
Okay.
Our chemistry was bananas. Yes. It was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And we would plan, like, whenever we was in a great place, right? We would plan, like, dinners and we was going to do the whole romance each other. Mm-hmm. But every time we were just in the same vicinity with each other, we was ready.
Yes.
We was both ready.
I'm not denying that fact.
We didn't need all of the, you know, all that shit was great. That was cherry on top, right? Mm-hmm. But we didn't need, we was already aroused. Just looking at each other, it was fucking amazing.
But I would argue that you had started your arousal period before you even were aware.
No.
How do you know?
Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
I could be thinking of nothing before or work, right? She walks in the door.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Exactly.
She looks at me and it's the same reaction.
Yes.
It's on.
We're ready to go then.
Yes.
But we're like, all right, well, let's at least go have the dinner first.
Yeah.
And the whole time we're in, the, you know, we sitting next to each other. We're in the booth. We're frolicking. It's the whole shit.
Yeah.
And sure, it taking your time. I'm not saying like a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am is like, you know,
nobody's saying
because
that's
I'm hard.
Better.
Let's just fuck and be insensitive about the fuck.
All I said.
But romance does not take 20 minutes. You could be romantic and.
I said was it takes about an average to 15 to 20 minutes to be fully aroused.
That's
all I said.
And you can't tell me that every woman needs 15 minutes to get wet.
I said average.
I don't know. That's fine. The women that I've dated and
I said dealt average. With.
Well, they must not be average.
What I have enjoyed, I had the best.
But
sex?
That's why I said it's an individual sport.
Exactly.
It's subjective.
But so it's also averages. There are also averages. There's also averages. There's also averages. You can't deny those.
Guy. I can because
I can.
It's not true.
I can.
You can't even tell me your
I've
source.
Never experienced that shit.
You can't even tell me where you learned this shit
from. In my years of living, I've never experienced
where you learned
this average shit.
Like,
15 minutes. Let's go. We ready.
15 minutes. Like, hold on.
Oh, my gosh. Obviously, that's not going to work. That's so unseductive. You can't just put a timer on.
Go. I should
be
ready.
You can't just put a timer on.
I'm not, but science says.
She's like, are you ready? No. I need another 3 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, no,
seconds.
Obviously that is not attractive. You can't do that. There's nothing that's going to beat spontaneity. But at the same time, if we're looking at averages.
No, you are. We are not.
There's no average.
There's
no average that you can pull up.
How can you say there's no average? You think
because who's submitting these folks? When in your life have you ever been asked how long it takes to get a hard on? Where are they
you really believe that people on earth are not studying sex? You really believe that?
No, I don't believe that.
You really believe that there's not the CDC out there who is
studying sex.
Sex.
Of course, people are studying sex.
The majority
Absolutely.
Of people that have time to study sex don't have it.
Oh, my God. That is so naive.
And they know it's
that
not.
That is so naive.
No.
There is people who are genuinely interested in sex who are
what
going
I'm
to be studying it, who
things,
have sex.
There's some things that you just can't look at and say that, all right, well, this is like, no, that... 15 minutes to get it? No, bro. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
It's three to one
on this.
You guys can have it. Okay.
I can get fully aroused in two minutes, and the sex can last an hour.
I think. Nah. No.
Sure.
Whoa,
why not?
Whoa.
Why not?
Whoa.
Maybe not an hour. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be wham, bam is the point I'm making. You can get aroused quickly, and it doesn't have to be done in 2 minutes. Like, you can get aroused
but you're,
and
if
have
you're having more. Sex and you started it, you're still getting aroused.
No, you're having sex
the
at
process,
that point.
The process has started.
Aren't you having sex at that point? If you're having sex, isn't that the...
Okay. All right, you're sounding real ignorant right now. You think you... No, for real.
Am I?
You have a lot to edit out, bro.
No, for real. You're saying
yes.
That if you are fully... You're hard and you're going in, you're saying that you're not
going to
continue getting aroused?
I don't even... sure, I guess.
Of course you would.
Sure.
Of course you would.
But I'm already having sex also.
Yes. Of course you would. I never said that you couldn't start having sex before that. I'm saying it takes about 15 minutes to be fully aroused.
Okay. All right. Never mind. You know what? I'm gonna sip my drink now because
does that make sense?
It's an episode about foreplay. So if I'm having sex, then the sex is a part of the foreplay.
How does that not make sense?
It doesn't make sense.
How does that not make sense?
Because that's not my experience.
No. Okay. I'm telling you, a hard dick does not mean you're fully aroused.
Okay. All right. Fine. You know what? All right, man. Okay.
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 You know what?
There's nothing I can say to that because it's not true.
That's what you can say. It's not true. That's what you can say.
That's all I can say to you because I've made every argument I can for you, and there's nothing that you'll accept, and there's nothing you're gonna say
that you're gonna accept.
Because a hard dick is the hard dick. It's ready to fuck. I'm ready to go. That's arousal.
All right. So
we've covered a wide range. Yeah,
we did a lot of talking here.
Yeah. Apion, is there anything we should be on the lookout from you coming up?
Oh, good one. Yeah,
you got
any
projects that are dropping soon?
Bam.
Hey. Bam. Oh, wow. Look at that. Look at that setup. Apion Crockett, Mirror to Society coming out soon.
Stand-up special dropping soon. Stay tuned to my social media when we'll make the big announcement as to where it's going to be and all that kind of stuff.
It's
going to
be on something. And
just signed the papers a week ago.
Hey.
There we go. Hey.
I got to say, too, I was actually there when you guys taped it. And I've seen you do stand up a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah, you come to all my joints.
That night, you was going for blood that night. And I think the world, I mean, it says it right there, Mirror to Society. You really hit on some topics that I think the people need to hear. Mm-hmm. And it's honestly probably, I don't want to say this because I'm sure you got some other work that was amazing, but that was probably the best time that I've ever seen you on stage.
I appreciate that.
And the reaction from the crowd was insane. I mean, the people that were around me were dying laughing. And I mean, dude, you outdid yourself. I can't wait for the world to see that.
Thank you. Well, I mean, one of the reasons is because I knew I had to put everything into it because I financed it. I self-financed it. I own it. So ownership is like real big for me.
Right. Yeah.
And so even the deal I have, it's a licensing deal. So they'll take it. They'll utilize it for a period. They'll pay me for that.
Yeah.
It comes back to me. Yep. So we split the back end on that. They pay me on the front end. Like it's a whole situation where we all win.
Right,
you know what I mean? But ownership is key. Like, we don't own enough of anything as black people, as black creators. Right. We don't own studios. We don't own, you know what I mean? Like, production company. Well, some, but.
Yeah. Not enough.
Well, so the Versus stuff, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, that shit was hilarious. So I knew of you, but I didn't really know. And actually, the first thing that I was like, this dude is hilarious, was the Kevin Hart shit. Mm-hmm. And you said a joke, something about like he looks like a remote control. It was like something. Something I was like,
so that was your first time seeing me or knowing anything about me.
No, I saw you in like, I can't remember off the top of my head, but the first thing that I was like intrigued by was the Kevin Hart thing. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it was the live, right?
Yeah.
Which is interesting because I think that put you in a different bracket because
because that got sent all over.
Oh no, that's.
That got sent all, like I sent it to like 8 of my homies.
That's visibility like a motherfucker.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, they were like, I already saw this.
Right.
So I mean, like I said, for me, I was like dying laughing. You know what I mean? And then the verses, and I started following you from there and I saw all the verses stuff.
Yeah.
And it's key that you're saying this because I say this to all my artist friends. Like, you cannot rest on your laurels.
Yep.
And what you did 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
We now are in an era where we can make new fans every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Literally every day.
Yeah.
So I don't understand motherfuckers that be like, man, they not fucking with me. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not giving them anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Keep giving them shit and give them different shit.
Right.
You can make different fans every day from different things.
What's the best advice you've ever received? What's the best advice you'd ever give? They can be the same thing, but if they're different.
Bernie Mac, when I first met him.
I was going to ask you what it was like to work with him too. So.
He's a gem. He's a rare one. Bernie told me this is when I first met him, and he hadn't seen me do anything. I was just a puppy in comedy. Like this is literally like 96, 7.
Oh wow!
No, 97.
Wow.
And he looked at me. He says, "Take your time." He said, "I've been doing this shit 25 years, and I'm just now getting seen." This is in 97, bro.
Wow. Yeah.
He says, take your time and enjoy it. And I worked with him on Soul Man. That was his last movie. And he died months later.
Yeah.
But during Soul Man, he was the most gracious guy. Like, we're filming in Memphis and Shreveport, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So there's crowds that would gather when we do outside scenes. Yeah. And then there's scenes that we shot in the Apollo in New York. Wow. And while the extras are there and the director and everybody's getting this shit set up, the shots set up, mm-hmm. Bernie grabs the mic and he goes,
man, come on, man.
To do free stand-up for the Apollo extras that's in there for the
wow.
scene.
Wow.
He just gets the mic and it's like he was always so giving.
Yeah.
And so what I would tell people, again, that was 97. And then Soul Man, when we worked together and he finally saw what I could do,
yeah.
he was like, man, you remind me a lot of myself, man. Just keep going and doing your thing mm-hmm. and enjoy it. Same type of advice, but I say know your brand.
Mm.
Mm. Right? That's the technical aspect of it. Know your brand. But enjoy the work that you put into building that brand. Because if it's all technical, then you're going to be focused on the wrong shit.
So how does someone get to know their brand? What advice would you give for that?
That's, sometimes it takes time, and some people know their brand instantly. I've always felt like he always knew his brand. Because low-key, I was managing him when he first started.
Yep. Mm.
Only because of access. I said, look, I don't know shit about the music game, but I know a lot of people.
I got resources.
So whenever you get your shit together, and that really was the only issue was your guys.
I had no music, and I had no...
But you had the music. It's just the guys that you were working with didn't finish it. Because your music was fire.
Yep.
I would play it. For people, like, just randomly, he had, like, 9 songs.
Yeah.
Phenomenal music. But I've always felt like he's just so creative that he didn't, he was always refining. But it really just takes, the same thing we were talking about with in relationships, knowing what you don't want.
Yeah. Mm.
You got to know what you fuck with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What makes you happy? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a model, but you may say, I don't want these motherfuckers to know me just as a model, so I'm going to present everything. Yeah. One day, I'm going to present poetry. Mm. Next day, I'm going to cook something in the kitchen and do, like, a whatever type of show. Or a cleaning show, because you hate dirty kitchens.
Right.
You're like, look, bitch, this how you wash dishes. And do tutorials, nigga.
Right. YouTube tutorial.
Your brand is whatever you want it to be, but once you know what that is, own it.
Yeah.
But see, that's something like we talked about. I don't know if it was on record or not, but I remember one of the compliments I always give Jared is like his ability to adapt is like very rare. Because a lot of cats, especially men, are just, again, stuck on stupid. You know what I mean? So for you to adapt, you had a plan, you had the destination, but then the internet, like you said, blew up and you were like, oh, I got to just take this little detour. We'll see what happens, right? Mm-hmm. But you were open to it. You weren't like, nah, that's not going to last. I'm going here. And that's kind of how he is too. Like, I always feel like your ability to be able to adapt sometimes on the fly.
Well, I think I really like got that from Atheon. Like in the beginning, when I first got in, he's my introduction into the industry. You know, I met him before I even recorded any music, really. Mm. You know what I mean? I had a couple of little things here and there on the internet, but I didn't really know anything about the industry. And to watch somebody and to be around somebody who had so many different types of talents,
it was
almost like a breath of fresh air, because I always looked at myself as somebody that can do multiple things.
Right.
And you know, especially at that time when I met you, it was like, if you're a rapper, you better not be doing anything other things. You better not do anything else other than just rap, you know. And so, you know, now I feel like the industry is kind of they're open to
accepting
it, you know. They're open to it. And so and just giving it to full circle, you know, when we hit the pandemic and there's people out there who took advantage of that pandemic and they did not let it swallow him.
Right.
Atheon, you are one of those cats. I see you on there all the time posting. If you follow him on Instagram, if you don't, you need to follow him on Instagram. He is giving you nonstop content.
Yeah.
When you know you have the ability to go and sell your content and you're giving it to these people for free. Mm-hmm. And I always look at you as someone who's for the people. Mm-hmm. And
but again, this is always a strategy.
Yeah.
So even the stuff I'm doing on the gram, I'm at home, I'm packaging that shit up.
Yeah.
I'm calling my producer friends. I'm saying, hey, there's a show in this.
Yeah.
This is just my demo reel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's free to the people.
Yeah.
But it's also a free demo.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you and I worked on a film recently that's coming out.
Fire.
Pretty soon.
Fire.
Yeah.
Bro.
I'm excited.
What's the name
of
the film?
Enjoy the Disco.
Enjoy the Disco.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And let me just give you your flowers. Like, that makes me proud to see that film, to be a part of it, but to see your work and your growth from where I met you.
Yeah.
Man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that shit, that's what I always envisioned that you could do anyway. Right, but right. Even more so, like you have your own vision of what your brand is, and yeah. you've expanded it fearlessly. Like you didn't stay on, I'm gonna just give bars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like, fuck that. I'm gonna wear this fro, this white yeah. beater. I'm gonna sing barefooted. You don't give a fuck.
Wear this yeah. crazy shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. He don't give a fuck. No, and that's what you have to have in this game. Like yeah. you have to not yeah. give a fuck about what you present to yeah. the people
and be able to adapt.
Yeah.
And well, this dude. Yeah.
He's a chameleon.
I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast.
Yeah.
My brothers, my people, I'm excited for the people to see this. I might take out the foreplay part for your guys' sake.
For your sake.
No, we already did that. I had the same stance.
Yeah, as did I. And you're still wrong.
Glad I was here to be able to witness that.